A single mom lives to raise her child. A man gets to live pain-free and play with grandchildren. Organ donors in Bloomington Normal made it possible. Often, doctors harvest organs from people who have just died. Sometimes, though, the donors get to see the lives they touch. Student reporter Katrina Peterson has more.
April Post is a busy single mom who's living her best life in Normal. It's a life made possible by a kidney she received from Kelly Stogner in Peoria this past year. Post says it made a huge difference.
Of course, when I woke up, I was groggy and in pain, but I had so much energy. I just felt so energized when I woke up. So hungry. When I was on dialysis, I had like no appetite, and I ordered food like right away.
Post was on an organ donation list, but took it upon herself to find her kidney. She even had a sign made up to put it in the back window of her car. Kelly Stogner works at Heartland Community College. Her boss and Heartland Community College president Keith Cornell also donated a kidney, a small thing that brings them closer. Both Cornell and Stogner say they rarely think about the procedure.
You just go on living your life, and you did what you did, and you helped somebody else, and they're living their life, and you're living your life.
That's so very true. I mean, you don't think about it day to day. And part of that is probably because we don't have to take the medications. We didn't have the hardship of like someone else has had.
Kelly Stogner came across a video on social media that shared April Post's story. Post was diagnosed with kidney failure due to a birth defect. Stogner saw herself in Post. Nearly 2 years ago, Stogner learned she was a match.
She was about my age. She was a mom. She had a young child. Of course, my child was not young at that time, which was one of the things that helped the decision for me, was that I didn't have anyone young at home to take care of. But I did feel like I could give her something that would help her fully enjoy her life with her daughter.
Keith Cornell says his transplant recipient worked two doors down from him when he was in Wisconsin.
You can see what it's doing to them. I mean, I got to see it every single day. And what are you going to do? You're going to just not try? I don't know. I felt like I had to try at least.
Cornell says testing feels like a maybe. Then suddenly there's a match.
And it was like, oh, okay. Now we have to get serious with this. For me to know that this man got to spend more days with his grandchildren and listen to them and laugh with them and, you know, help them grow up and everything. That's kind of what drove me.
Cornell says he still gets together with his recipient. They talk often and sometimes golf together. They usually get together for Kidney Day. For them, that's in June. Kelly Stogner and April Post aren't as close. They have met a few times since the surgery. Stogner says the recipients sometimes don't continue a relationship after the transplant.
I think they're very grateful for the gift and the new life they have, but they would like to look more to the future than to the past. And so I don't want to be the person that brings up like, oh, here I am, look what I did. So we'll get together once in a while and just check in. But for the most part, she's living her life and I'm living mine.
April Post is back to work at the McLean County Health Department as a COVID tracker.
A lot of people that have kidney failure, they're afraid to ask people, you know, if they can donate a kidney. I don't know if it's pride or if they're just scared that these other people aren't going to help them, or they're just afraid that the family members or whoever will get sick down the road because of this. But, you know, you don't have to be scared. You know, just reach out. You know, it could really help you.
Post says even if you go to donate and you find out you're not a match, you can still donate and the person you wanted to save will move higher up on the list because the person who received your donation moves off the list. Heartland Community College President Keith Cornell says he's glad he gave his kidney.
When you get to help somebody that's truly needing it, there's no better feeling in the whole world.
More than 100,000 men, women, and children in the United States are waiting for transplants. I'm Katrina Peterson.
Each day, 20 people die because the organ they need is not donated in time. April is National Organ Donor Month.